Hi, my name is Susan Lund, and welcome back to our series on selling instead of unselling. Why is this so important, and why are we spending so much time on selling versus unselling? Well, many times when people are unsuccessful in achieving their sales goals, they are unselling. And if we know what those things are that they do to unsell, then it will be easier to avoid them. So today we're going to talk about focusing on self. That is an example of unselling. A couple of years ago, I was referred to someone for networking, and I remember sitting down and asking him what he wanted to accomplish in our time together. And it was evident the agenda was one-sided. Bottom line, he was focused on himself. He was there to take, and he had no intention of giving. What's even more interesting is that he didn't think anything of it. This was a common practice for him. You see, when one focuses on themselves and taking, they sell less. Now, you can imagine where that conversation went. It was one of the shortest meetings and conversations I have ever had. Well, how does that show up in sales conversations? Many times it shows up by the sales professional focusing on pushing a product or service. You see, people get excited about everything they know about the product and or service and what it can do for the customers. And people selling love to tell the prospect about their product or service with little or no interest in getting to know the person. Successful selling is not about taking. It's about giving. I remember Zig Ziglar saying once that you can get anything you want if you're willing to help others get what they want first. Instead of leading with the product and service and taking, I want to encourage you to think about what you can do to give to others in those conversations and what you can do to help the other person be successful. You will find that your relationships will flourish. And as you enter into sales conversations today and this week, my question to you is, what can you give to the other person whom you are meeting with? How can you manage yourself and your enthusiasm to share everything about the product and service and first earn trust and the right to present your product or service? After your conversation, ask yourself, were you selling or unselling? In this next session, we are going to finish our series on selling versus unselling. Why? So you can sell more and achieve your desired results and experience greater success than ever before. Good selling.